Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727. This is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a good day to have a great day. KR, Lana, Kevin, 99.5 QIK. Lana, how are you this morning?
Pretty good this morning. A little busy. Kevin's out. He's on vacation this week. So
right.
I've got triple duty.
Yes. We put a lot on you today. No, just kidding. Well, we're going to be obviously talking about weather a ton this morning.
Yeah.
Because it's affecting a lot of people, including us here in the studio. I brought my dog in just in case. I don't have anybody else at home. So I'm like, okay, in case some storm happens, I want him to be here.
And anyway, he is my buddy right now because I keep dog treats in my office.
Yeah.
And so I got him in my pocket, so he's my buddy right now.
Feel free to entertain as much as you'd like. All right, very nice. Did you have a good 4th of July?
Yeah, it was really nice. I got to go bring my dog with to Paul's brother's house, and there was like 6 other dogs there, and it was pretty much just a dog party. They were all swimming in the pool and having fun and watching some fireworks. So, yeah, I love it when people allow dogs. Because I wasn't leaving my dog
at home.
I'm not
sure they allow him here, but I brought him.
Yeah.
So we'll find out.
Yeah.
All right. We also have your QIK cash vault, of course, because we got a lot of money in there we got to give to you. 8:20, we'll be opening up that cash vault to get you hooked up. And, of course, Brad Paisley tickets coming up for you at 7:40.
Woohoo!
We'll have a little fun game for you with that as well. Because that's Friday, by the way. Live show at the AM Friday.
Yes.
Very excited about that.
And don't even worry because Elsa's going to be way gone by then, so everything's going to be dried out. It's going to be awesome. I cannot believe it. Our first concert.
Yeah, very excited about that. All right, let's kick the day off, though. With you, we missed you. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What in the world are you doing up right now? Hit us up. We'll get you on the air, all right? Here we go. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, JR, this is Al from Modern Nation.
It's our buddy Al from Modern Nation. How are you, my friend?
Doing good. How was your 4th of July?
It was great. Got to go home, see the family in Texas. Lana went to a dog party. It was a good time.
That's good. I'm just out here trying to beat the weather.
Yeah, I know. I think we're all kind of waiting to see when this thing strikes, but we'll be keeping you updated all morning long, all right?
Sounds good.
Be safe out there, Al.
Have a great day.
Yep. You have a good day.
All right, bye. Bye. All right, Dave's in Ruskin right now. Dave, what in the world are you doing up right now?
Well, we are Hillsborough County Parks and Rec and Conservation and Environmental Lands. Headed to go get sandbags made for the residents of Hillsborough County.
Yeah, look at that. Up early, helping other people, getting ready for the storm. I love that.
You got it. Well, we were out there all day yesterday. We're going to go ahead and do it till about noon today.
Well, Dave, we appreciate you so much, man. I think that's so great what you're doing. So thanks for letting us know about it, and you have a great day, and be safe, okay?
Everybody be safe. Y'all too.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Yeah, that is something. Get prepared. Get the stuff you need for your preparation kit, you know, for your hurricane kit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, coming up, Secret Celebrity $100 Krabby Bills gift card. It's next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. It's JR and Lana right now. We are playing Secret Celebrity.
That's right, and we've got a $100 gift card. You're going to Krabby Bills.
All right, who is this?
I'm so excited about the new restaurant, Casa Rosa, on Broadway. I'm very happy to be the first woman to have a bar on Broadway. And my friend and designer, Farrah Queen from Oklahoma, came and helped me put my stamp on this place because I really wanted to make sure that it had some girl vibes and obviously a rhinestone saddle because everyone needs one of those.
There we go. It's gonna be something to see out there on Broadway in Nashville.
Mm.
This woman is married to a former NYPD officer.
Yes.
This woman is
She's settling down now.
Settling down. She also loves a good bluebird.
Yes, she does. And also her mama's got a broken heart.
I'm sorry to hear that. When I heard that, I felt horrible.
I know, but you know, it's because of the house that built her. Does that make any sense?
You're on fire this morning. Way to go. All right, 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Who's our secret celebrity? All right, Sandy and Largo playing secret celebrity with us on 99.5 QIK. All right, Sandy, who is our secret celebrity?
I'm so excited about the new restaurant, Casa Rosa, on Broadway. I'm very happy to be the first woman to have a bar on Broadway. And my friend and designer, Farrah Queen from Oklahoma, came and helped me put my stamp on this place because I really wanted to make sure that it had some girl vibes and obviously a rhinestone saddle because everyone needs one of those.
Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, Miranda.
Talking about her new place on Broadway and being the first woman to have a place on Broadway, which is pretty cool.
It is. I love her.
Well, congratulations. You're going to score a $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bills on Indian Rocks Beach, where you can get the best freshly prepared seafood. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Excellent. Thank you.
You got it. Hang on for me, okay?
Thank you.
Well, over the weekend, you've seen a bunch of weather models, spaghetti models, all that kind of stuff going on with Elsa. I got ABC Action News meteorologist on hold, Greg D. He's going to be talking to us next, giving us all the rundown. All right, ABC Action News meteorologist Greg D. on the phone with us. Good morning, Greg. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Very busy this morning.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time. So the last that I looked, and I was kind of following you on Instagram this weekend, is if this thing goes over Cuba, it's going to slow down a little bit and kind of knock it down to a tropical storm. So where are we at with that as far as forecasts?
That did happen, and actually, it's right where the Hurricane Center said it was going to be in terms of location and the intensity. It's a 60-mile-an-hour tropical storm. The one thing that we're dealing with this morning is that if it does stay over the Gulf of Mexico, it could potentially get as strong as 70 miles an hour. Now, the protocol for that is, because it's so close, remember, hurricane strength starts 74 and higher. They did issue a hurricane watch this morning from Egmont Key to the Steinhatchee River, which is up in the Big Bend. Don't freak out about this. It is not a hurricane. And so far, we're still expecting it to stay a strong tropical storm. But just in case it goes up another 4 or 5 miles per hour, then those watches are issued. The overall forecast has not changed. Most of us are going to see heavy rain with strong winds, but the winds are not going to increase until later tonight and this evening. The worst of the storm comes overnight, and for most of us, it's going to be a windy rain. The strongest winds are going to be along the coast, west of 75, with some of the strongest wind gusts really west of Highway 19. So right at the beaches, Manatee, Pinellas, Pasco County. I would not be surprised to see some wind gusts over 70 miles an hour in those locations overnight. And then the last thing we'll watch for, as the wind turns onshore overnight, we could see a surge, maybe as high as 3 to 5 feet, from the bay north. That, however, would not happen until the overnight and early tomorrow morning.
Let me ask you this, Greg. As far as high tide goes, is that going to be a factor here?
So there's one thing that's helping us. There are actually three high tides that I'm watching of the storm. The highest ones are noon today and midnight. Midnight today and noon tomorrow.
Okay.
There's one more high tide in the middle of the night, but that high tide is about a foot lower than the other two. And that's good news, because that's going to be when the strongest part of the storm is moving through. So the tide is going to be a little bit lower, and that could help us later overnight.
Okay.
And that's in better shape than we were with Ada, right? Because Ada
would be better shape. Ada came in at a high astronomical high tide, so that would be much better.
All right, Greg, thank you for your time, my friend, and you have a great morning. Stay busy.
Thank you, guys.
Well, Greg D right there, ABC Action News meteorologist. So we're just going to keep an eye on this all morning for you guys. We'll be reporting it. But there are some closures that we want to tell you about. That's next. Keeping a watch on Elsa for you this morning. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. JR and Lana here today. There are some closures that we want to tell you about.
Yeah, that's right. Because of this storm, a lot of places are closed today or are closing early today because that storm is going to come through later this evening. So Pinellas County schools and district offices are closed today. All summer programming, including aftercare, childcare programs, and school-related activities are canceled. Also, City Hall in Largo and all city facilities, including the Largo Public Library, are closed today. The one-year anniversary, the drone light show that we were talking about, Kevin was so excited about this at the St. Pete Pier. That has been postponed due to the storm. That'll be rescheduled for Saturday, July 31st. St. Petersburg College classes and services will all be virtual today. Also, Hillsborough County schools all will close at 1 p.m. today. Hillsborough County offices and facilities will close at 2. Zoo Tampa is closed today. All HCC campuses and facilities will be closed today. Boys and Girls Club of Tampa, they are closing today as well. And Rasmussen University in Hillsborough County, they will be closing today as well. Now, don't freak out. That was a long list. I've got it all up at our website, 995QYK.com, and we put it out on our Facebook social media so you can check there. But my recommendation to you is to call ahead. check and call ahead. And if you're on like an email chain or if you're on their Facebook page or something, definitely check ahead because a lot of places are closing early today because the storm is going to start. We're going to start feeling effects this afternoon.
Absolutely. All right. So, yeah, make those calls. Check those Facebook pages out, including our Facebook page. We have closures up there for you at 995QAK.com and on our Facebook page. All right. Coming up at 7:05, your car line fun fact. And we'll have a brand new 7:15 second date update for you. Right now, it's John Party.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, it's a call line.
Call line.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Woo!
All right, here you go. It is possible to hypnotize a frog by placing it. I do not recommend this. Someone called last week and said, I wouldn't tell kids to get that close to turtles. I'm not telling you to do this. I'm just giving you a fact.
Okay.
So here we go. It is possible to hypnotize a frog by placing it on its back and gently stroking its stomach.
Oh, gross. Why would you want to touch a frog?
Why would you want to hypnotize a frog? I haven't figured that out either. Well, but it is possible.
I would like to hypnotize all frogs to stay out of my area, my yard, my driveway, away from my car, all that kind of stuff.
Weirds you out, huh? More than a lizard?
Don't like frogs. I'll take a lizard all day.
All right.
Frog, I am out.
A cow gives nearly 200,000 glasses of milk in its lifetime.
Really?
Gives. How much? Oh, they're givers.
That's a lot of milk.
They're givers.
They are givers.
There you go. There's your car line fun fact. All right, coming up 6 minutes away from a brand new 7:15 second date update, here's Mr. Brantley Gilbert, Country Must Be Countrywide.
Time now for the 7:15 second date update on 99.5. QYK.
Caitlin reached out today. We got her on the phone. Good morning, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. So we want to hear about Ray. Tell us about him.
All right. So, so his name is Ray, and he's like, this is going to sound terrible, but he's like the first guy I feel like ever has really, like, ghosted me. I never feel like I've ever had to, like, chase a guy or at the very least, I've always gotten a response, you know? So this is kind of like a new territory. So that's why, like, I reached out to you guys because, like, I listen to you guys all the time. And, you know, I never thought I'd be on this show, but here we are.
Here you are.
Here that's it.
But anyways, so we met on Match.com, and, you know, we really, like, hit it off, you know, texting, calling, you know, before finally deciding to, like, you know, do a meetup. And we went on a date. We went out to this, like, really cool tiki bar, Jack Willie's, and we just had, like, the most amazing time. Like, honestly, it was just such a great date. Like, no awkwardness, no, like, silences, you know, everything's kind of, like, the conversation just sort of, like, really flowed. You know, we had some drinks, we had some apps, we were, like, laughing the whole time. I mean, it was just, like, such a fun date to be at. Like, I just didn't want it to end, you know? I think both of us felt that way. He's so good looking. Like, it's so funny because he's even more, like, he's better looking than the photo he posted. Like, I mean, he was like a good looking guy on, you know, in his photo, but I kind of like took my breath away when I saw like how good looking he was in person. And then like after, you know, after we went our separate ways, we were texting for like the rest of the night until like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. Like, I just didn't want to stop talking to him. I've never like felt so excited about a guy before.
So what's going on now? So, I mean, you guys are texting nonstop. Did that just stop or what? Did that just drop off?
So literally like after the date, the next morning, he like texted me like, good morning. He's like, you know, missed you already. Can't wait to see you again. And, you know, we were kind of going back and forth for the next few days, like texting and calling and whatnot. And, like the last time, like I talked to him on the phone, he was just saying how he had to go out of town for a few days. And then he was like having family overs, but then like, you know, we try to figure out, like link up with our schedules, which was fine. Like, I understand, you know, work, family obligations, you know, he was telling me about like his family coming into town, like on our date. So I knew that was already happening. But then literally, like, all of a sudden after, like, maybe, like, a week, it was just, like, radio silence. Like, nothing, you know? And I texted him. I was like, hey, you know, like, did I do something? You know, like, what's up? Like, at the very least, just, like, if you don't want to date me anymore, just, like, give me a heads up, you know?
Right.
Like, I just think those things, like, such a, like, such.
Well, you know, the thing is, we wouldn't be able to do this every day if they just told you that. So.
That's true.
Well, you've really thought this through. You've given us a ton of info right here. And obviously, things went good on the date if you're talking afterwards to like 1 in the morning. So let's just do this. Yeah. Let's just try to get a hold of Ray for you. Can you hang on?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Kaylin, hang on. Well, Kaylin is very detailed. She's very excited about this date that she went on with Ray. It's a 7:15 second date update. JR, Alana, Kevin here. But the thing that caught my attention is I don't think anything went wrong on the date because they talked till 1 o'clock post-date via text.
Right. She said that they even were super close at the restaurant. They were kind of like getting super close kissing and stuff like that. And now texting till 1 o'clock in the morning. So nothing happened on the date. This has got to be something afterwards.
Yeah. So. And so they even talked about going on another date. And then all of a sudden things just dropped off. So we're going to try to call Ray and see if we can get some answers.
Hello?
Hey, is this Ray?
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, I know this is a little bit random, but this is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at QYK.
Okay, what, did I get a prize or what?
Good morning, Ray.
Well, you got a surprise because we're calling you. And we wanted to actually ask you about a date you recently went on with a girl that seems to be really, really into you. And we just wanted to see if we could talk to you for a second on the air. Would that be okay?
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay. I kind of feel like I know who this is, but yeah.
Who do you think it is?
It has to be Kaylin.
It is Kaylin.
Yes, it is.
Of course.
Yeah, you sound pretty excited about it. Well, what's going on, man? Like, she told us that you guys had a great date, and you guys were even being super flirty on the date, and afterwards you guys talk and via text like till like 1 o'clock at night, and then things just went cold for her.
Did she tell you that she shared all those texts on her stories on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat? And
what, your text messages?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she had screenshots, and she was like, look at this new guy I'm talking to. And she was like, we literally went on one date, and I'm like all over her social media. Like,
wow.
Who does that? That's like the screenshots of our intimate conversations. I mean, they weren't like extremely intimate, but I mean, they were personal conversations.
Well, no matter what you're talking about, you don't think it's going to be ended up on social media.
Yeah, I'm sending those to her for her to read and only her. And I'm just under the assumption that only that's like a conversation between us. Like, I don't know, maybe she'll show her girlfriend. Look at this cute thing he said. But that's one person, but she's literally showing thousands and thousands of people. She's sharing it on her story. She's posting it on her feed. And it's just like, who does one date? Like, that's I don't want to use the word crazy, but like, that's not normal.
Yeah, that's a lot. I would be kind of caught off guard if I went on a date with someone and the next thing I knew they were posting all our texts up on their social media page.
But nobody knows it's you.
He knows it's him.
Yeah, I know it's me. But it's like, it's just weird. It's just such a weird thing to do. And it's like, it's not even that, it's like after one date. Like, I can't even imagine what would be going on after date number three or something. Like,
right. Well, listen, Ray, we actually have Kaylin on the phone with us.
Of course you do. Why wouldn't you not?
Kaylin?
Hi.
Does that sound pretty accurate? You've been posting texts that you guys had in between each other?
I like don't really see what the big deal is. Like, I'm very active on social media. I have like a very big following, and like kind of get into like social media influencer status. And I share a lot of my life, just about dating and clothes. Everything, like, you know, out there, you know, to be kind of building like a lifestyle type of brand. And part of that is just like my dating life. And it's not like I like put Ray's name on blast or like posted a picture of him. It was just text. Like, his name was blurted out. You know, so it was just like the conversation between us, just so, you know, it's just to help like other girls see, like, you know, great first days can happen. Like, there are great guys out there.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me any of this. You didn't tell me I was on audition. I was having a great day. Like, you didn't tell me my words on display for whatever following you have. Like, that's not something you do without telling somebody. Even if people don't know it's me, you're still just like taking our personal private conversations and telling them to the public. And not everyone wants to be a public figure. Like, okay, you love social media. You have all these followers and you love engaging in social media. That's your thing. But not everyone wants to be a public figure. I don't like social media. Like, I don't even use it like that. So I don't want my information out like that. Even if you're not telling people, like, I don't want my conversations to be viewed by thousands and thousands of people. Like, you can't do that without my consent. Like, that's just not right.
Do you get that, Caitlin?
Wow. I mean, I'm not, like, telling people it's you. Like, there's no, like...
Okay, yeah, okay. So we're clearly just not going to, we're not going to have an agreement on this. You enjoy being on the radio, because I'm sure you did this so you can boost your followers, too. So I'm sure you're going to plug your Twitter handle and Instagram handle after the show is done and tell people, make sure you tune in. I'm on this radio network. But, like, I'm not going to be any part of it. So please don't reach out to me again. I already blocked you, and I'm done.
What? All right. Well, we lost Ray. Caitlin, wow. You heard what Ray had to say. And,
did you want to give your social media plug?
No, I don't do that. Now he's gone.
It's not like it was an invasion of his privacy. It's not like like I said, there was no photos of him. Nobody knew it was him. So, like, I don't know why he's being, like, a big old baby about it. And, like, clearly, you know, I was wrong about him. Like,
well, just carry some release forms next time with you.
Yeah. I mean, well, listen, Caitlin, I mean, I'm sorry it's not going to work out with Ray. You know, good luck with your following. Hopefully, you know, this helps, I guess. And I just wouldn't post things without people's permission, but you do you. And we appreciate you coming on with us, and we're sorry we couldn't make another date happen for you.
No problem. There's plenty of guys out there who would be happy to date me. So
all right.
It's no big deal.
Love the confidence. All right. You have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care. Listen, if someone did that to me, if you did that to me as, like, our friends, I'd be like, why did you post that?
I know. That's, you can't do stuff like that.
It's just overeager. Like, a little bit overeager to be posting about a guy that you went on a first date with, right?
Right. 100. Yeah. She's in the wrong.
All right. Let's hear this. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Let's see what you think.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, Caitlin and Ray, not going to be going out again. Mm-hmm. Caitlin decided to do this after they got done with the date, which went well because mm-hmm. they were texting after the date. The text that Ray had sent to her, like, just like, you know, flirty and whatever, she posted on Instagram and said, oh my gosh, look how great this guy is. And he's like, don't put my stuff out there. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
And she goes, well, I'm a social influencer. I have a big following. I wanted to show people that there's still great guys out there. And he's like, I don't care. Don't do that.
Right.
She never understood that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's a little pushy on her part. And it's just, you know, she should really respect what he wants, especially when you're that new in a relationship, you know?
One date. That's called clingy as well.
Yeah.
All right, Gail's in Palm Harbor. Gail, what do you think?
I think she's totally wrong. I mean, she says, oh, well, nobody will know it's you, but if they kept dating, people would know it was him. And so you don't do that kind of stuff without people's permission. I'm not like him. I don't want my life out there on social media, though. So, you know, I guess that that's what she gets, but she should have told him that.
Yeah, I think she is all about putting herself out there because she called herself a social influencer, but he is not one, and he does not want his business out there at all.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Gail, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
All right,
Chelsea, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, I think this nuts. I just panicked thinking about somebody else reading my text, much less, you know, sharing them on social media.
Yeah, posting his text. I mean, I just feel like that's a weird thing to do, even if it was, like, one of your friends.
Right.
I would freak out. Even my friends, like, I would not want them posting anything. Like, me and my boyfriend go back and forth on, like, photos and stuff just to, like, I don't know. I don't want my whole life out there.
especially with somebody I just met.
Right.
Right. I mean, if it's like a funny text or something, but personal stuff, I don't know. I think that stuff needs to be, that's why it's a text message and it's not on your social media page, right? You'd be commenting.
Yeah, no, I'm not about it. I think that she was totally in the wrong and her being like, oh, it was fine, it's his fault, and not like telling you guys that she's got like, you know, giving the whole story and then expecting right. him to be like, oh, it's fine, go ahead, just everything that we talked about.
Right.
Yeah, scared him away for sure. Well, Chelsea, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You guys too.
All right, bye. Yeah, it's just too clingy for mm-hmm. me. If someone did that to me, I'd be like, whoa, slow down. Just started following you, first of all. And second of all, I don't know you like that just to be putting it out there.
Yeah, and those things are private. That's why they're on text messages.
Don't even get us started about your text. For
oh, please.
I'm just kidding. All right. Hey, we're playing for Brad Paisley tickets right now. A little game called the 10-second drill. All right, call us. We'll explain. We'll get you these Brad Paisley tickets. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Caller 9, you're playing. All right, here we go. We're playing for Brad Paisley tickets. All right, we got Linda in Land O'Lakes. Linda is playing a little game called the 10-second drill. Here's how it works, Linda. We are going to ask you to name five things in a certain category. You'll have 10 seconds to do it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Lana, as soon as you give that category, the clock starts.
Are you ready, Linda?
I'm ready.
All right. Name five things you will find at a 4th of July party. Go.
Alcohol, fireworks, barbecue or food, drinks, people.
Yay! Nice! Right, you got it!
Well Woo! Done! Nicely done. It got down to the wire there, but you nailed it. Way to go, Linda. You just picked up some Brad Paisley tickets.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Who you rolling with on Friday?
Actually, I'm going to let my son go. He just graduated the police academy.
Oh, I'm with that. Awesome.
I am with that. That's awesome. Well, hopefully he has a great time. You are a super mom for giving it to him.
Yeah.
And hang on for us, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, we're going to have more of those tickets this afternoon with Travis at 4:40. Coming up, it's your 8:10 Music Minute. Also going to give you a weather check. And, of course, the QIK Cash Vault opens up at 8:20. Thanks for having us on. We're commercial free. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR and Lana, coming up your Music Minute.
Well, if you didn't hear the big news, Blake and Gwen, I've got it for you and all the details coming up in less than 10 minutes. 99.5 QIK, and now let's play his ex-wife. This is awkward.
Wow! Goodness gracious. All right, speaking of rain is a good thing. We will have an update for you coming up in less than 10 minutes on everything going on with Elsa. It's 99.5 QIK. Here we go.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QIK.
Big congratulations go out to Chris Young and Kane Brown. Their song, Famous Friends, is sitting at the top of the charts. Score themselves another number one. So, it's such a great song. I'm super happy for Chris Young. All right, Chris Lane and his wife, Lauren, their infant son, Dutton, spent the night in the hospital on Sunday. He had a common virus and an ear infection, but when it's a baby and you're right. brand new parents, you kind of freak out a little bit. But both of them shared on their Instagram updates that Dutton is doing very well right now. Tim McGraw joined Alabama on stage at their show in Nashville on Saturday. Tim and Randy Owens sang the Alabama classic, Lady Down on Love. Of course, Alabama kicking off their big anniversary tour and celebrating their reopening of Bridgestone Arena. Miranda Lambert says she's incorporated some girl vibes into the design of her Casa Rosa restaurant in Nashville.
I'm so excited about the new restaurant Casa Rosa on Broadway. I'm very happy to be the first woman to have a bar on Broadway. And my friend and designer, Farrah Queen from Oklahoma, came and helped me put my stamp on this place because I really wanted to make sure that it had some girl vibes and obviously a rhinestone saddle because everyone needs one of those.
Nice.
And Toby Keith, he's got a brand new song called Happy Birthday America that he debuted last Friday on Fox and Friends. He said he was inspired to write it last year because the country felt like a dumpster fire.
Happy birthday, America. It's the 4th of July. Get to wake up in your freedom.
There is a guy that bleeds red, white, and blue for sure.
Yes, he does. And of course, the big story today, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are officially married. They got married on Saturday in Oklahoma. Their first dance, guess what that was to? We thought it was going to be that song from Pretty in Pink, but instead they went with this song. Peter Gabriel.
All right. Yeah. That's good. I like it.
Now, Blake built that chapel on his property for the big occasion. No word on how many people were there, but it seemed like their guest list or their guest was pretty small. The ceremony was officiated by Carson Daly.
Really? Yeah. From The Voice?
From
That's
The
awesome.
Voice. And Blake's best friend, Adam Levine, was not there. Apparently, he was off
recording. Adam Levine.
He was off recording. Big fan. He was recording in Miami. But TMZ got a bunch of pictures of them cutting their cake. And both Blake and Gwen posted a bunch of pictures on their Instagram that we have at 995QIK.com. Her dress was beautiful. Her long veil. She went totally traditional with that style. And then, of course, took off the big poofy stuff. And then she had on a short little white dress after that.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, people look for wedding venues and they constantly look for them and they go to many, many, many and they visit them. Blake just builds one.
Yeah.
You know what? You want that little chapel you were talking about? I'm just going to build that chapel.
You know what he should do now? Now he should rent it out. Because you know how many brides would love to get married in the same place that Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton got married at?
It would be good, but I'm sure he does not let strangers on his property.
He could make a fortune doing that.
I think he's already making a fortune.
Well, to celebrate the couple, we're going to play one of their songs called...
Nobody But You.
Nobody But You. That's right. This is what it is. So congratulations to Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. That's your Music Minute.
Well, Facebook Marketplace can be a great tool to find things, sell things, whatnot, but also a place to do good deeds.
Well, a Texas man, he gave his car away to a total stranger in need after learning about her situation. His name is Leo.
Leo!
Thank you for not making me pronounce the last name. He met Paulina Garcia on Facebook Marketplace. He was going to sell her his 2002 Ford Focus for $650. But once he heard about what she's been going through, he offered it to her for free.
Wow.
Garcia's daughter had passed away in February, and she's battling leukemia. And since she doesn't have a car, she was kind of struggling to get around, sometimes having to walk 5 miles to the doctor's appointments and to go get her prescriptions.
Just something told me she needs this car. You don't need it. You know, go ahead and bless her with it.
Oh, man, it's so cool.
I mean, how awesome is that?
Go,
so he was going to sell it to her, and then he's like, you know what? You can just have it. So obviously she is just beyond grateful for the act of kindness and says that this is the nicest car that she has ever had in her life, her 2002 Ford Focus. So let's give it up one more time for
Leo.
Woo! I mean, what an awesome thing to do, just giving away his car.
Humans helping humans. I love that. All right, very cool. That's your I Feel Good story. Coming up, 9:10, trending in Tampa Bay. Here is Lady A, Just a Kiss. We're commercial free. Morning Crew 995 QYK coming up trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, Elsa is coming, so I have got all the updates on closures, sandbags, shelters. I'll give it to you coming up next. 995 QYK, Scotty McCreary now.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. All right, a lot of big shoes to fill because you should be the ACMCMA winner, 23-year veteran, pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF graduate.
Go Bulls!
Well, we got
me.
We got Lana now filling in for Kevin. Lana, what is trending in Tampa Bay?
All right, well, we got to talk about the Tampa Bay Lightning. They have a chance to win the Stanley Cup on home ice tomorrow night. I know, yes, they lost. The final score was in overtime, 3-2 last night. We wanted to win, but they could win at home game 5, and that's going to be really exciting. And I know a lot of you are thinking, well, Lana, we got a storm coming. We do, but it's at 8 o'clock at Amalie Arena, and by 8 o'clock tomorrow night, that storm's going to not even be...
supposed to be good.
Supposed to be good. It's not even going to be around this area. So I'm thinking maybe Elsa, the lightning, the storm, maybe that's going to bring us some good vibes.
So, silver lining.
Exactly. All right, so let's talk about this storm. The National Hurricane Center said it's at 8 a.m. update that Elsa is about 55 miles west of Key West and 240 miles south of Tampa. Maximum sustained winds at 60 miles an hour. Now, the system is moving north at about 12 miles an hour. There is a hurricane watch for the Tampa Bay area. Obviously, tonight, rainfall, flooding. We have to deal with the tides as well. Tides are going to be high at like midnight and like 3 in the morning, so we have to kind of watch for that. But they did say they would not be as bad as they were for Ada for the last storm. So that is good news. They did say winds could be about 70 miles per hour when it hits the Tampa Bay area tonight around 2 a.m. 75, by the way, is hurricane status. Lots of closures today because of the storms. A lot of schools are closed. Zoo Tampa is closed. A lot of places are closing early. We have the list, everything you need to know at 995QIK.com. If you need sandbags, you need to get on it now because lots of places have them, but it's while supplies last, and they're going to be closing up around noon, 1, 2 o'clock. If you need to seek shelter, if you're in a low-lying area or if you live in a mobile home, there are places that you can go. You will get a COVID test, though, before you go into those places. Again, all those at 995QIK.com. The only major bridge in the area that'll probably close is the Sunshine Skyway Bridge when it reaches 40 miles an hour, which we know the winds will. Probably going to close tomorrow, so definitely check before you get out on the roads if you have to get out on the roads. Also, travel. Tampa International Airport is open, but they have guidelines as well. When winds get so high, they got to ground the planes a little bit. If you are flying in or out, I would definitely call ahead and make sure it is not delayed or canceled. That is very, very important. Also, tonight, the Tampa Bay Rays, they had to postpone their game. The Cleveland Indians at Tropicana Field was supposed to be tonight, but since the storm is coming, they're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. That'll start around noon. And like I said, we keep talking about this. This is happening this afternoon. Tonight and around 2 a.m. is when it's going to hit. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be rough. And then right around, they said by lunchtime, we won't even be like there's a storm anymore.
Well, we will be dealing with the aftermath. Right. There's flooding and whatnot. But yeah, the as far as the weather and more storms, we should be back to Florida weather, as Greg D. at ABC Action News said.
Right. So I would just make plans. Just get prepared to, stay in tonight. If you do have to go to work in the morning, make preparations for that. Allow yourself some extra time and maybe talk to your boss if you can maybe work remotely until, noon, if that's something that you can do. So, but we will be here for you. JR and I plan on coming in tomorrow. It's going to be a scary drive in, but we will definitely be here for you. So that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR and Lana here. Thanks so much for waking up with us. Appreciate the heck out of you. Hopefully you're being safe. Hopefully you are preparing right now. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be the worst conditions, I think, around 8 o'clock and then midnight, that right there in that area. And then tomorrow morning should be lightening up a little bit, but there could be some surges is what people are saying. So obviously never hurts to be over prepared for this type of thing. Don't do the hoarding thing because we got to all be a part of this, and we also got to all be able to get our own stuff.
And I think by this time tomorrow, it's going to be out of here, and we're going to probably see the sun come out tomorrow.
Right.
But for the rest of the afternoon into tomorrow morning, so for those of us that have to commute really early in the morning, it's going to be a rough ride in the morning. So definitely take your time and just kind of plan for that. I think we'll be here with you. We'll be talking about the conditions of the road. We'll talk about the bridges, the skyway, what's open, what's closed. We'll be here. I mean, my Tesla's gonna have to make it I can go through water. I know that, so.
Absolutely. All right, so we're praying for everybody and just hoping you just be safe and take all the precautions. We will see you tomorrow. Thanks for having us on. Talk to you later. Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.